number 12, Tommy Morneau, his third. At the line, shooting two, Sawyer Cutherell. First one is good.
That is beautiful form.
Sawyer Cutherell with 6 points in this third quarter alone as Jared Brown sits down. Number 33, Brandon Messing comes in for Bad Axe.
Cutherell is a sophomore, and he's got perfect backspin on this free throw.
10-point game at 47-37 as the second free throw comes off the front of the iron. No good.
Sometimes you win, sometimes you don't.
Bad Axe ball, full court pressure coming from Cassidy. Brandon Messing with the ball over to Tommy Morneau. Two-man front, they beat it. Cross mid court, Morneau on top of the key. 1:40 left in the third. 10-point game, 47-37. Bad Axe over Cassidy.
Anytime Cassidy presses, they will go back into a 2-3 zone. This is exactly what the Hatchets would like. They just work the ball around, but turnover by a Hatchet.
And turnover by Cassidy as the touchdown pass goes out of bounds, untouched, and it goes back to Bad Axe. So another full court front. A 2-3 front here for Cassidy. Now 2-2-1. Time or no, dribbles right into it, and Tyler Labor steals, gets the phone away from him. He had two men all over. Tyler Labor wanted a foul, none called, a minute 15 left. Cutherell, down to the key, gain word from his head coach, Furneaux. Over to the left wing, to Ross, back over to the right wing, to Cutherell, now top of the key to Jacob Perry. Dribbles once, takes the jump shot. This one's off the mark, side touch, turn to six, and brings in the offensive rebound. Back to Cutherell, right wing, dribbling. 55 seconds left in the third. 47-37, 10-point game. The visiting Bad Axe Hatchets on top. Jacob Perry, right wing. Pick set by Erla. Now on the pick and roll, Erla has to give it up on the left block. Feeds it over to Dickinson, and now we have a whistle. It's going to be a push against Bad Axe. As that is the 15th foul, Mark Berg doesn't like it for Bad Axe. Tyler Labor doesn't like it for Bad Axe, as more than likely that is going to be Labor's fourth foul, and indeed it is. So Labor sits down. 2-3 defense coming from Bad Axe. Cassidy gets it in with ease. Down to the key. To Ross over to Cutherell for three from the left wing, and he gets fouled on the shot. And Cutherell will be going to the line for three free throws. Sawyer Cutherell's last trip went 1-for-2. He's 3-for-4 in the third quarter and out of the night from the charity strike. This is the sixth foul on Bad Axe of the half. First on Jared Brown. First free throw, short, no good. Two more free throws coming here for Cutherell, who's fouled on the three-point shot. Fouls right now are 6-2, Bad Axe with six. Second free throw is good. As we have a substitute coming in for Kansas City, the shooter after this third one. That'd be Mark Schell. Cutherell's third free throw. This one short. No good. Rebound Dickinson, though. Down to Cutherell back in the left wing. Dribbling back up top of the key. 28 seconds left in the third. 47-38. Cassidy trails by nine with the ball.
Pat Exton, man-to-man.
Over to Ross, right wing. Top of the key to Dickinson. Over to the left wing to Erla. Trying to feed it in. Two of Jacob Perry. The left block goes up, and it is good. With 12 seconds left. Jacob Perry now with five of the night, cuts the lead down to seven for Bad Axe as Bailey Hines dribbles up, and he is fouled by Jacob Perry on the way. That is Perry's fourth foul. So Bad Axe will get the ball on the side as Shelton finally gets into the game, replacing Cutherell for the remaining 6.8 seconds of the third. Jared Brown inbounding this one right in front of Cassidy's bench on the near side of the ring.
6.8 seconds to go in the third quarter. This is the time to go ahead and run that first option quick-hitting offense for the Hatchets.
And both teams moving now as Jared Brown finally gets the ball. Inbounds it to Tommy Morneau. Puts up the quick runner. This one's off the backboard. No good. Rebound Mason Erlo with 1 second left. Mark Schell can't bring it in. And the third quarter is in the books with a 7-point lead in favor of the Bad Axe Hatchets. 47-40. When we return, we'll have the fourth quarter action on the WLEW Sports Network.
Hi, Bill Jackson here from More Motor Sales in Carroll. Have you sat in or driven a Ram truck lately? Well, if you haven't, you owe it to yourself to come in today, and you'll be glad you did. At More Motor Sales, we have a huge selection of Rams, which happens to be Motor Trend's Truck of the Year, 2 years running. Speaking of trucks, here's a guy who sold more trucks than there are fish in Lake Huron. Scott Provost of Sandusky has long been a bow tie guy in the truck department, but now he's seen the light in Ram Truck. Scott, start a list for us on the advantages Ram trucks have.
Better fuel economy, an incredible ride for driver and passengers, advantage Ram trucks. With now an available half-ton truck with a diesel engine, Ram trucks have better towing capacity and advantage Ram with the best interiors. Come see me, Scott Provost, at More Motor Sales in Carroll. I'll be glad to show you a real Ram truck.
At More Motor Sales, M81 west of Carroll.
Everybody get up.
Everybody get up. FedEx leads 47-40. Ryan Brown had the opportunity to listen in on their huddle. What do you have?
FedEx is going to combat the zone, the full press zone that Cass City has, just by taking their time, working the ball to the floor, and even offensively, they preach they are not in a hurry for anything. Take their time offensively, get a good look. If it's not there, pull it out and keep working the offense around.
Sawyer Cuthrell came on fire in that third quarter. He had 7 alone. He has 9 in the net. Cuthrell down the key, resetting the offense, being guarded by Morneau, 12 feet. Over to the left wing, to number 11, Dakota Hartle. As Cuthrell takes the three from the left wing, no good. Rebound by Geiger for FedEx. And here come the hatchet. Bailey Hines, right wing, pulling it back out to nearly midcourt. 7.5 to play in the fourth. A 7-point game, 47-40. Tommy Morneau, top of the key, now being guarded by Cuthrell. Now, number 11 with it for Jared Brown for FedEx. Now they're going with that weave yet again. Right to left across your radio. 7 minutes remain in the fourth quarter. Simon Morneau picks up his dribble, kicks it into the right corner. To Brown, being guarded by number 14, Ross. Now Morneau back with it. Brown at the top of the key. Back to Bailey Hines. Resets the offense. Morneau now with the ball. As FedEx slowing things down, just like Ryan Brown said, coming out of the huddle. Bailey Hines drives in the lane on the right side, kicks it over to a wide open Messing. He misses that one, gets his own rebound, and puts up the put back for two. Messing with 4 points of the night, his first since the first quarter, pushes the lead back to 9 for the hatchet. 6.5 to play in the fourth. Cassidy, no hurry either. Perry with it, feeds it in to Erla, who gets a strip on his way up. Hartle's there to pick it up, I should say. And Mason Erland picks up that rebound, puts it into his foul. The shot is good, going to the line for one. Basket count, foul is on number 15. Derek Geiger, his fourth for FedEx. As that is the 17th foul for FedEx. Tyler Labor checks in, and he replaces number 11, Jared Brown. So Jacob Perry for Cassidy has 4 fouls. And for FedEx, Derek Geiger has 4. As well as Tyler Labor. They're both on the court. Perry's on the bench currently. At the line, Erla trying to complete a 3-point play, and it's good. Erla now with 8 points in the night. Now cuts the deficit to 6. 49-43, FedEx leading. And Bailey Hines can't see one, a double dribble. He lost control of it. Gun call.
I think the Hatchets got away with that one.
Yes, they did. Less than 6 to play in the fourth. 6-point game. And the Weeds, Tommy Morneau lost it. And then Cuthrell was starting to advance down the court. Morneau jumped down and attacked him. And he's caught with the foul.
More importantly, that's the fourth foul on Tommy Morneau.
So FedEx on the brink of foul death here. All right. As Brown for FedEx comes back in. And he replaces Tyler Labor. He wasn't quite sure he wanted to come out of the game, and now we have a timeout, full timeout, called by FedEx. There only one timeout remains for FedEx, and we'll take a quick break when we return. It's a 49-43 FedEx lead.
Okay, here's the deal. I'm addicted to my smartphone. Seriously, I honestly don't know how I survived without one. Whenever I want, I can get my weather forecast, read my email, make sure my diet is staying on track, and, well, of course, words with friends. I'm addicted.